I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life.
Hey, welcome to Dare to Dream. So much that we're going to cover today. I'm actually looking forward to this conversation and what I'm going to learn, because a little bit later on, Jonathan Robinson is here. You might remember him. He's been on the show before. He's a psychotherapist, best-selling author of 12 books, and he's been a frequent guest on Oprah and CNN. Jonathan's work has been featured in USA Today and Newsweek magazine, and he recently wrote a new book amongst his many books, and this one is called More Love, Less Conflict. So today he's going to be here to talk about all things related to relationships, communication, how we can create more love and less conflict in our lives. So what is new with me? I'm featured recently as an icon of influence. In fact, I've just been invited back a third time to appear on stage at the New Media Summit to be an icon of influence in Austin, Texas. It's very cool, taking me a lot of fun places, and I get to meet magnificent people in this line of work. And I'm also featured in the ultimate directory of podcasters with the world's leading podcasters. It's a great honor. Question, do you want to be a published author? Well, you can apply to write a chapter in the new anthology book called I Am Still Here. There are author spots available to be featured in the book. You want to go to debbied.net/anthology. Remember, my first name does not have an E at the end, so you want to spell it debbied.net/anthology. And this amazing compilation book is going to receive global distribution and will be launched to guaranteed international bestseller. I Am Still Here anthology is open for men, women authors. You can be a first-time writer. You can be a seasoned author. Just apply at debbied.net/anthology, or you can email bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. Become a best-selling published author this year. Go to debbied.net/anthology. I want to talk about celebrating how blessed we are. Just to focus for a moment. In fact, I have an offer that you could focus on it all day, and if you forget, it's fine. Just bring it back up in your consciousness. How blessed in this moment you are. You know, in Hebrew, there's a word kadima, and it's the Hebrew word for forward or eastward. And basically what kadima means is taking adversity and turning it into something holy. So kadima means moving forward and recognizing how blessed you are in this moment, how blessed we are that you are here. And there are some acronyms that I enjoy being reminded of. So I'm going to offer them to you to contemplate today and use today as you need. The first acronym is LOVE. Let others voluntarily evolve. The next acronym is Q-tip. Quit taking it personally. And the last one is the 3 C's. If I did not cause it, then I can't control it or cure it. And P.S., then don't contribute to it. So kadima, how blessed you are and how blessed we are that you are here. When we come back, Jonathan is going to share how to create more love and less conflict in our lives. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
How do you comfort a grieving child? It's not easy, but the book, My Mommy is a Butterfly, facilitates the process by introducing your child to the concept of signs from the afterlife. These signs will prove to your child that their loved one is still around them and still loves them. The heartwarming story encourages your child to focus on the power of love and how it transcends death. My Mommy is a Butterfly will uplift your child with hope and resiliency. Your child will become empowered to learn that death is not only an ending, but also the beginning of a relationship where love never dies. Written by Michelle Bieber, My Mommy is a Butterfly is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, my name is Arjuna Arda, and I'm the author of the new book, Radical Brilliance. Have you ever stopped to consider why Albert Einstein came up with the general theory of relativity? Emmeline Pankhurst got the vote for women, and Steve Jobs rethought the way we understand computers and cell phones, while many of us just watch in amazement and applause on the sidelines. What is it that causes some people to have original ideas which change the world? Radical Brilliance is the answer to that question. And it presents four very different kinds of subjective experience and brainwave activity, which when they come together in a human life, radically increase your chances of being brilliant. Come visit radicalbrilliance.com, where I've prepared a free 5-day mini course that explains all of the principles of your brilliant life.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and Jonathan Robinson is here. He's a psychotherapist and a professional speaker. He conducts workshops on communication, leadership, and team building at Fortune 500 companies. Jonathan is the author of Communication Miracles for Couples and, of course, our book of the day, which is More Love, Less Conflict. And you can find him at that website, morelessconflict.com. Jonathan, welcome back to Dare to Dream.
Thank you, Debbie. And it's good to be back.
I'm looking forward to this conversation on love and lessening conflict. I guess I want to start with the idea of what it's like to be alive today. So much minutia calling to us, a lot of electronics. So there's a particular pace that we all experience. And this pace, it seems to me, makes it very hard for couples to really connect with their partners, to be present, you know? And at the same time, today, the need for good communication is bigger than ever before. So you share practices in this new book, More Love, Less Conflict. And I'm curious to take that here in our conversation. How can partners today connect and communicate effectively and with ease so we can keep communication open and flowing?
Well, I plan to share with your listeners and with you some very precise methods that can get you to a place of deep intimacy quickly. And I think what we all really want is understanding, empathy, and intimacy. But as you said, in this fast-paced world, that can be hard to come by unless you know very precise methods for doing that.
And precise methods are more importantly than ever. Can you just offer us one or two that we maybe can start incorporating into our relationships today?
Sure. You know, I'll start with the low-hanging fruit. You know, the best predictor of how happy couples are in their marriage is the number of appreciations they get from their partner. And the best predictor of how happy people are in their jobs is the number of appreciations they get from their customers or their employer. So all you really need to do is do what I do, is say at least one sincere appreciation to your partner every single day. You know, I get caught up in stuff and I sometimes forget. So don't tell my wife this, Debbie, but I actually have Siri on my iPhone remind me to do this every day so I don't forget.
That's hilarious. What time does Siri chime in every day?
At 11 a.m. And I make sure that, you know, I either send her a text or I call her, or when we see each other, I just fill in this sentence. It's something like this, and I'll do it with you right now. We don't know each other well, but I already know certain things about you that I could appreciate. So if I said, you know, something I've noticed about you, Debbie, that I appreciate is that you're very supportive of other people's dreams. You know, you are a really good kind of like cheerleader for other people. And I feel your warm heart behind that and your passion for that. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. And I you just remind me that we have just a little bit past you, Arjuna Ardat, coming on. And I know you know him.
Yeah.
And I know he knows you. And it's amazing to start our conversation like this, because when I spoke with Arjuna just a couple of days ago, I was telling him I have a birthday coming up. And even though I'm extroverted, I'm going to be the center of attention with like 30 people coming to celebrate. And it makes me just feel self-conscious and I'd rather be present. And he suggested to me that I allow people at my party to appreciate me, like, what do I love about you? And then in return, I say, thank you for noticing that, Jonathan. I am that. I do support people in their dreams, and I do have a very warm heart towards others. And what you don't know about me is I'm a certified wine specialist. Awesome. So he was sharing with me how to take what you just did, this beautiful appreciation, and own it and receive it by thanking the person, saying, yes, I am that. And then he thought it was fun to engage a little further and say, what you don't know about me is. So another little piece.
Yeah, well, what's interesting, those are both methods from my book, which Arjuna evidently read.
I evidently did. That is so hilarious. So now everybody listening, you have to listen to one and the other. So these are conjoined and these guys have worked together. So that's pretty cool. So I love this idea of appreciation, and it's really true. You know, as an entrepreneur, one of the things a lot of coaches teach entrepreneurs is, who is the customer you want to work with? And I know for sure if I make a list of the clients I want in my life, oh, appreciation is right up there, that, you know, that they follow what I suggest and that they really appreciate the work we're doing together. So I like that you take this from love, romance, partnership also into customers or employers, how important that is for us to thrive.
Yeah, the same skills really work with everybody because we're all human. So I think all people really want three things. They want to know that you care, they want to know that you understand them, and they want empathy. You know, when the first time I was on the Oprah show, I had read a little bit about Oprah, and she's interesting in that she grew up so poor that she never had lived in a house that even had a running water, much less a bathroom. And, you know, she was raped twice by the time she was 15 and had a stillborn child. And somehow she managed to become the most loved person on earth. So I asked her, how'd you do that? And she said, it's all about showing people that you care, that you understand them, and that you have empathy. And because I really vowed to do that every day, good things happened.
Care, understand them, and have empathy. Wow. I'm writing it down, and I'm thinking, what would that be like in a global sense if we did that? Different genders.
Different world. Right?
It'd be a different world. So this is deep. Care, understand them, and have empathy. I know that in even relationships that I look at, and I say, wow, that is a relationship I aspire to. They look like they have it together and they really love and appreciate each other. But I know behind the scenes, because I have a lot of friends and couples, that even they experience triggers, their partner's triggers. And I think that can be a big kahuna in a relationship. How do you suggest that couples navigate through this, oh God, you make me crazy trigger?
Well, in the book, I have exercises just for knowing your triggers so you can tell your partner, and knowing your partner's triggers, that you would actually have a discussion about them, because if you're triggering each other all the time, you don't have more love, you have a lot more conflict. So having a discussion about what the triggers are and what to do about them can literally, in a 10-minute conversation, eliminate hundreds of hours of arguing if you have a rational discussion about it. The problem is that most people never discuss these things, so they always trigger each other and they always fall into the same potholes. But there are little things that, you know, in really just a few minutes can, like, for example, end arguing. My wife and I used to argue a lot 20 years ago. We haven't had an argument in 5 years.
Wow.
Because we came up with a method that worked that only took 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. Okay. So inspired here. So before I ask you this question, I just want to reflect, because we're talking about triggers. And I think there are things like, God, you know, you're such a pig. You just, I'm really a clean Nick and you're a pig. And there's anything from that to you leave the cabinets open. But then way more deep is triggers that are connected to wounds from our childhood, which I think would be the toughest triggers. So you're saying that you have a method and it's been so successful that you and your wife have not had an argument for 5 years. Awesome. So what's possible, Jonathan? What did you devise and what do you use that creates that kind of peace?
Well, for example, if we're triggered, and we often don't get triggered because we know each other's triggers, and we, you know, awareness is very helpful. If you know that there's a some bomb going to explode over there, you try not to step on that bomb.
Right.
So that's one thing. But, you know, occasionally we get stressed out or triggered. And if so, either of us can say two words. And the words are red light. And we have an agreement that if we say red light, either of us, that means that we're stressed and we're worried about where this is going. And we have to just take 2 minutes to quietly sit together without saying anything and calm down. And after those 2 minutes of not having that momentum of upset, we usually can go back to speaking rationally and empathetically. But, you know, if you don't have those two words and you get lost in the momentum of being in a heated discussion, then you sometimes say things that you regret.
And those are impossible to take back. Once it's out there, I learned a long time ago, be very careful, because sorry is awesome and even trying to create a living amends, but you can create this landmine you're talking about stepping on. It is very hard to recover from that if you go deep with an attack or an insult or something that is such a raw spot for somebody. There's a quote I just love you to weigh in on by Donald Miller, which says, when you stop expecting people to be perfect, you can like them for who they are. How does that weigh into relationships? How can we stop expecting others to be perfect and kind of cut them a break and just like them for who they be?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the problems I see with couples is when they come into my office, they're always trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong, who's to blame, basically. And blame never works. You know, I occasionally will blame my wife for something, tell her what's wrong with her. And never once in our 20 some odd year marriage has she said, oh, yeah, now I see what you're talking about. Thank you for showing me the errors of my ways. I'll have to change that. And, you know, I'm batting 0 for 100 on that.
Totally.
So what you need to be able to do is communicate in a way without blame. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I forgot what your original question was here.
Yes. So the quote was from Donald Miller. I just thought it was interesting.
Oh, yeah. About acceptance.
Yeah. Stop expecting others to be perfect. Just like them for who they are.
Yeah. Well, ironically, the more you accept someone for who they are, the more willing they are to listen to you and potentially change. You know, the blame, complain, shame method of trying to get somebody to change really does not work. But the acceptance and love method actually does work a lot of the time, and it feels better for you and it feels better for them. Now, how do you do that? Well, sometimes you have to accept them for being a perfect slob or being a perfect irritated person. You know, my wife is very cleanly and I'm not. So, and you know, sometimes that bothers me by accept her for being a really fastidious, clean person, and that she's perfect at that. And that acceptance has allowed her to relax a little bit and meet me somewhere in the middle.
Super smart. I remember a relationship, Jonathan, where I had a partner who totally was open to cooking. I mean, he really participated in household duties, which I loved. I love sharing. And anytime we barbecued, he always overcooked my meat. Mm-hmm. And if he made a salad, I'm somebody who likes a hint of dressing. I hate my salad being drowned in it. It's just so gross to me. But he could never get either of those right. He, no matter how many times I said, take off the meat, it's going to cook anyway on the plate, he would still overcook it. So it was a little bit leathery. And the salad, he thought he was drizzling, but it was kaboom. And, you know, that was a place where I had to really mindfully actually remind myself, hey, you have a great partner. You're eating. You're sharing a meal. And it's like, you know, it's not the worst thing. It's about, I love the idea of cutting people a break, that it's not really that deep sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, you know, if you know the right method, you actually can get your partner to change. It's just that trying to do it through blame, complain, and shame is not effective. What I recommend is that you use intense praise for any slight movement in the right direction. You know, they've been able to teach pigeons to play ping pong by constantly praising every slight move towards the ping pong paddle and then picking it up and then moving in a certain way. And now if you can teach a pigeon to play ping pong, you could potentially teach your partner to not burn the chicken. But it would require that when the chicken was 10% less burned, that you say how happy you were that it's not nearly as burned as usual, and how you just totally love the fact that it's a little bit less burned. And that, you know, because guys want to be a hero. That's what they really crave. And if you can praise them or show them how they can be a hero and make you happy in your life in great detail, they will do their best to do that.
Oh, well, we're going to go to break here. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. I want to just reflect on some of these themes we've heard thus far, which is appreciation. How many numbers of appreciation can you bestow on somebody else? Remember to approach people with care, understand them, have empathy. And the way to actually create change, positive change, is through intense praise. You can join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
What is LinkedIn and why should you be on it? Wondering what in the world people use LinkedIn for? You will be surprised how much is available on this popular business social network. Go to www.yourconnectionconsultant.com. Did you know that 64% of all social media traffic to websites is driven by LinkedIn? Rhonda Scher, known as the LinkedIn Diva, will explain how to double your business using LinkedIn. Don't be left out. Learn how to leverage LinkedIn today. Rhonda Scher, the LinkedIn expert, is your connection consultant at www.yourconnectionconsultant.com.
Are you suffering from headaches, backaches, joint or muscle pain that's hurting your work performance? Todd Nelson is a naturopath who for 36 years has helped employees, executives, and entrepreneurs alleviate the chronic pain that kills their work performance naturally without depending on dangerous medications. In Todd's new report, No Pain Equals More Gain, He shares 6 major steps you can take today to start reducing pain and increasing performance. You can get this free report right now by going to nopainmoregain.net. That's nopainmoregain.net. Stop letting pain get in the way of your peak performance at work. Learn how to start working and living pain-free naturally right now at nopainmoregain.net.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream, and I'm interviewing Jonathan Robinson, who's written many books. The most recent is called More Love, Less Conflict. So here's what I love to ask experts, Jonathan, because you're a psychotherapist, and when you see as many people as you do, a lot of couples, maybe you see single people in your counseling, I am curious, because you must see patterns with people, like, oh, this is the most common issue. It is really creating some sabotaging. And if I could just jump in there and have a conversation with you, things might be different. What is the overarching issues that you see that people are doing that screws up their love life?
Well, there's really only two, so I can definitely mention that. One of them is that even couples that have been married 40 years, when they come into my office, it's really clear that they don't really understand each other at an emotional level. They don't understand why that person has good reasons for feeling the way they are. You know, I never have couples come into my office and say, "Hey, Jonathan, we really understand each other quite well. That's why we want a divorce." You know, it doesn't happen that way. It's that they have all kinds of misunderstandings and they don't really know what the other partner is thinking. That's one thing. The other thing is blame. You know, blame never works. And that's the primary method of communication that many couples have. You know, who's at fault? So they come into my office expecting that I'll be the judge and jury and proclaim one innocent and one guilty. But in reality, both partners aren't communicating well. So when I teach them how to communicate better, usually they get better. I never see couples more than 2 sessions, because if I haven't helped them in 2 sessions, I know that I won't be able to help them.
Wow.
And I have about 95% success rate in 2 sessions.
Oh my God. So I have to ask, just because I may recommend people to you, is this something you can also do with Skype, or do you prefer in person?
Right now, all my clients are on Skype because I live in a small town.
That is so cool. So 2 sessions, you can do it virtually. You can see both people in there with you. And are these hour-long sessions?
Yeah. You know, really what's required is that you just learn a few simple methods. You know, people don't really understand the power of having your partner really understand you and give empathy for your situation and experience. It's like a miracle. I've had couples who have argued for 10 hours a week for 30 years, and within 5 minutes of giving empathy and understanding, they're holding hands and back in love. Because love is a powerful force. People want love. If they can find a way back there, then it's pretty compelling.
That is really inspiring that that's possible. Because 5 years is a long time almost to create a neuro groove of issues, right? And of separation. So if in 2 sessions, using empathy, using care, using understanding can actually bring back this long love, that is powerful, really.
It is powerful. And what I do is in the More Love, Less Conflict book is I basically try to make the methods kind of like a fill in the blank, you know, so that it's hard to screw them up, so that you might, one of them might be, you know, please help me to understand you. Why are you looking at this situation this way? And when the person says what they do, you say, well, it sounds like, and then you summarize what they said in one sentence, and then you guess how that feels. that's the essence of what people want to hear from you most of the time. And if you give them what they want, they'll give you what you want. But if you give them blame or you show them how they're wrong or all these things that we do habitually, you'll never get to back to a place of love.
I can attest to this. Nothing can shut me down quicker than if someone were to do that. And nothing can open me up more readily than if somebody... there's so many ways actually to navigate that. But what I was wanting to say is if somebody listens, if I feel heard, like truly heard.
Yeah.
And not misrepresented by somebody trying to figure out what I was saying and, you know, adding their own words, but really heard, that to me is like a sigh. It is a breath. It's an invitation. And it makes me feel so good about the other person.
Absolutely. You know, Oprah's a great example because how did she go from the bottom of the society to the top of the world? Well, you know, if you listen to Oprah during her interviews, it's not like she's that brilliant. Half of what she says is, oh, wow, man, that must have been hard, you know, like that. But you get that she gets you. And that's something that's pretty easy to learn. But when you have it, you really have a superpower. It's almost like you can levitate because other people don't know to do that. So you'll stand out like a saint.
Yes. And in order to do that, I know for sure, you have to be very present. You have to, even like you and I here, we're not together physically, but we're connecting. We are synergistically, energetically together, really present, hearing each other. So if that's true, that presence, that really listening can create that much positive change, then what about the electronics? Because here we have people on their cell phones, amongst other electronics. What does that do to communication?
Well, if you think that you're really communicating with somebody on text or email or even Facebook, well, those are superficial forms of communication, but they don't lead to the love and connection we really want. You know, I call them WMDs, not weapons of mass destruction, but widgets of mass distraction. And they're just as damaging as weapons of mass destruction because we think we're communicating, but really we're just passing information across. Now, if you know, I do talk about how you can use text and email in a way that you can communicate more deeply with them, but it's not easy. You know, 1,000 Facebook friends doesn't really equal one really good friend who's there for you.
So true. Wow. Right. Friends in quotations, air quotes.
Yeah.
You know, when you say this, so it's a bit of a sore spot. I love texting only because especially if I'm really good friends with somebody, I can send them something quickly. They can send me something quickly. If we're going to meet, we can update each other. Easy peasy, or I'm just thinking about you. But not today, but within the next couple of months, I'm definitely going to be going back out into the dating world. It's been a long time. And the one thing I hear that's prevalent is that romantically, when people are getting started, they have a tendency to text. And I already know that's going to be an issue for me because I can't feel someone through a sentence or two, like a Twitter, 140 characters. And I'm wondering, how can I navigate that without feeling put off by somebody?
Yeah. Well, there are ways. I do talk about some in the book. And in fact, I have something called the 12 questions for creating instant intimacy. And they can be very useful. You can even do them through text. And it's a free download on the morelovelessconflict.com website. And they can be helpful for getting to know a person really quickly. The other thing that you can do is in email or texting, we can't read body language. And so we don't often know what somebody's really feeling or what's going on with them. So what you can do is simply tell them in writing exactly what you're feeling and what's going on with you. And it's really like a fill-in-the-blank method. You say, I want you to know that what I'm really feeling as I write this is blank. You know, and then you tell them, because you can't necessarily get that from the email or the text because it's missing all the other cues we use for knowing somebody.
So I want to make sure I have this right, Jonathan. Are you suggesting that I can still use it if somebody chooses mostly texting? And how I can make it work for me is to use that formula and say, I want you to know what I'm really feeling is it's hard for me to connect through text. However, I'm not sure how you feel about me because text feels like there's a lot of separation between us. And if you were interested in pursuing me, what would really work for me is if you called me and we had a conversation and then you asked me out.
That would be it. I'm married and I would date you just based on that text.
Really?
Yeah, because men love clarity like that. And once again, you kind of said how somebody could make you happy very directly. You know, men are less clear on social cues than women in general. So if you tell them, you know, the biggest complaint I get from men is they say that my wife or girlfriend thinks I'm a mind reader, or I should be a mind reader. Well, most men aren't mind readers unless you're dating a psychic. Mm-hmm. So that type of clarity would be very, very powerful. And it rarely, rarely happens.
Wow. I am so encouraged. Awesome. I just bumped up my dateability right here. My stock just went up. I'm going to use that and play with it and see how it goes. For sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we did that example. Well, we're heading to a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit more about what Jonathan's been doing since he was last on the show and a little bit about even what happened to me when he was last on the show. Subscribe to Dare to Dream. Listen, the show is everywhere. It's quite syndicated. So if you go to iTunes or Spreaker or YouTube or Podomatic, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, leave a 5-star review. If you love this show, if you're a listener for the last 11 plus years, trust me, it counts. You'll invite others to come and listen too. So stay right there. We'll be right back with more.
Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like with tasting notes in your magical box of wine detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream, and I'm interviewing Jonathan Robinson, who's a psychotherapist, best-selling author of 12 books, and a professional speaker who's made numerous appearances on The Oprah Show, national TV talk shows, and articles about Jonathan have appeared in USA Today, Newsweek, and the Los Angeles Times. So, Jonathan, when you were here last time, you had, I'm sure this is a bit of books ago, but you had put out a book on technology, but about technology that assists us to grow inside. And you'll remember the name. I want to go to the experience. I remember my mind being blown and post-its and highlights through reading your book, and that I was ordering things from companies and conversation with you on air about, okay, tell me about this NZT I can buy. And yeah. I went out and got all these things. So amazing. Where have you been since that till now when we're reconnecting?
Well, I'm always trying to explore the cutting edge of really simple ways to have a better life, because I'm basically lazy. And, you know, if something takes more than a couple minutes, I probably won't do it. So, you know, besides doing the cutting edge communication methods, looking for ways to feel more peaceful, more joyous, and that involves certain apps or supplements. And I started a podcast called awarenessexplorers.com that has a podcast that comes out and talks about methods of awakening to inner peace. So that's what I do, and I'm just glad I'm able to make a career out of it.
I am too. So co-hosting a podcast, Awareness Explorers, with another author, what kind of program are you guys offering and where can people hear it?
Well, it's available on iTunes, Google Play, and you, of course, you can download it at awarenessexplorers.com. And you know what we do is we go into what are the easiest, most effective methods for awakening to peace and pure awareness. And you know, most people, they don't know any method for doing that, so they don't get that experience very often. But when you know half a dozen methods, one of them's likely to work really well for you. And when you find something that works for you, then you have a friend for life. So, you know, to me, I get to experience a lot of peace and a lot of love because I have these technologies that really work. And you know, I grew up as a totally depressed, anxious kid. So it's really like a completely different life once you find something that works for you.
Wow, that's a major, major blessing. So I'm curious about the past 30 years, because really impressive. You've spoken to dozens of Fortune 500 companies like Google, Microsoft, Dell Computer, Coca-Cola, FedEx. I want to know what for you is going on in Fortune 500 companies these days that requires tending to. What is the celebration there, or what is the, they need some help around? That's a pattern.
Well, just like with couples, the ones who create a sense of mission and teamwork do incredibly well. And the ones who are just, you know, going to a paycheck to get a job and they don't communicate and they don't deal with the problems at hand, they're slowly going downhill. But everybody's subject to immense amount of stress nowadays. So I often teach meditation or simple ways to let go of stress. And when people or workers can let go of stress and communicate as a team, they get a lot better done. You know, as a nation, you can see that we're all polarized now, you know, blaming each other, not understanding each other. And just like a company that's doing that or a couple that's doing that, you end up feeling really stressed and not getting a lot done. So my job is to change that culture around, whether it be in a family, in a business. And I also do that in prisons, where I go into prisons and try to change the culture from one of blame and violence to one where people are all in it together.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. How is that work for you?
That's a lot of fun because, you know, I tell prisoners my job is to get you high, but I'm going to do it without drugs. And they like that. So, you know, I have a really good time with them and it's been really rewarding.
And besides prisons, I noticed that your book, More Love, Less Conflict, is, of course, being sold in every major book outlet, but including at Harvard College. That is really cool. What's Harvard doing with your book?
Well, you know, certain organizations really realize that this works for making things work better. The U.S. military just ordered 800 copies because, you know, people come back from Afghanistan or whatever, and it's hard to be away from your husband or wife. And they found that the little simple, you know, 2-minute exercises in the book help save them a lot of money. So they just kept giving it out. And the same thing at Harvard, where, you know, life is really stressful nowadays, and if you don't know of how to handle that easily, you just keep triggering each other. So learning how to negotiate conflict, learning how to give empathy and change things around is really the skills that we should have been taught, but we never got to. You know, we communicate like every waking moment, but most people, they only know like 1 minute of useful communication ideas. And when you know even 30 minutes of communication ideas and a few methods, you can create a lot better results wherever you go. You know, I'm not that great of a guy. I'm, you know, your average selfish person. But because I know how to communicate more effectively, people think that I'm really wonderful. Well, it's not that I'm wonderful. It's that I just, you know, have a better technology. If you have a car and everybody else has to walk, you seem like you're really magical. But in reality, you just have a better technology.
All right. So let's put your technology to use here.
Okay.
As a psychotherapist, as a communicator, I know that one of your strong areas is about challenges and success for your clients. So something that I would like to see about how it resonates is about betrayal, lying, cheating in a relationship. And specifically when these things, betrayal, lying, cheating, causes a relationship to end in a shocking manner. And then after that, someone's on their own and maybe they have a difficult time to start to trust again, to open their heart, to even think that they'd be interested in romance once again. Of course, I couldn't be talking about anybody I know in particular, but
okay.
Let's talk about what I perceive to be relationship devastation for the partner who has been lied to, betrayed, and cheated on after a very long-term relationship.
Yeah. Well, if let's, you know, a lot of the people coming to me have had infidelity and things like that, and a lot of them I can repair if the person who cheated knows how to really apologize and give their partner what they need effectively. Now, most don't, so I sometimes teach them this, and it really requires, how do you take responsibility? How do you do an effective apology? And then how do you find out what your partner needs to reestablish trust? And I have, you know, a chapter in the book dedicated to that, because trust is the currency in relationships, mm-hmm. just like money is a currency in business. Mm-hmm. And when trust is broken, there's a very specific path to repair it. So what I think is very important is to always have or always work on establishing more trust, like a bank account. You know, if you have $1,000 in your bank account, you can afford a little bit of withdrawal. But if you have zero in your bank account and somebody breaks trust, then you have bankruptcy or you have divorce.
So let's say it's not repairable. Let's say the partner can't make a living amends, right? Maybe they make an amends, but they go right back out and do it. So the sort of the devastation continues. And now you're on your own. You've been on your own for a year or so. So to repair one's heart, to really be fortified to get back out there after that kind of experience. It's an inner conflict, right? So how would you recommend somebody do that?
Well, you know, if you look at the word intimacy, the instructions for finding are in the word into me see. And so it really requires slowly revealing stuff about yourself and seeing how that other person responds. Do they hold your heart and your vulnerability in deep respect? Or do they interrupt you? Do they go on to the next subject? So if you watch, you can start to see, is this person trustworthy? And it's a slow process. And when you find somebody, a friend or a lover, who really takes your feelings and doesn't dismiss them and hears and cares, then it gives you more freedom to keep on opening your heart and trusting more. You know, some people, you shouldn't trust them. They're not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they show that, don't they?
They do if you're paying attention.
Yes, that's huge. You know, I was asking a friend of mine who's a healer and expressing about the trepidation I had. And she said, don't worry, you have me. So if anything's going on, you know, just check in. And I promise I'll let you know if there are red flags there. I thought, that's really nice. I mean, I think I actually have a good gut and I have a better gut than ever before. My latest commitment to myself is that I, because I internalized a lot physically through that experience, I thought, you know, I will never let my body speak for me and create boundaries like that again in the future. From now on, they will be spoken through my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's taking what your body's experiencing and communicating it through your mouth. And that's another skill of developing trust and seeing whether somebody else is worthy of your trust.
100%, because the body can be the great healer. It can take on the things we're not vocalizing, but I don't even want to do that ever again. I want to have the potency of saying this is this and our boundaries, whatever that looks like. But hey, you know, I may have learned so much that won't even be created. I won't even have to exercise that. And thank you. I'm feeling very encouraged by everything you're offering today, Jonathan. It's really awesome.
Great. You know, and you're very open to stuff that makes it, and you know, the other thing is that the thing that blocks people is they think that they're a communication expert. They don't see that it's really a science that can be very valuable. You know, we should always, I think everybody should take a course on communication or read a book on communication, because you don't necessarily know what you're missing. You know, we all speak English, but that doesn't mean we all speak the same language. And men and women often communicate a little bit differently. So you want to learn how to speak your partner's language so that you can better understand them. And that's a skill as well.
Well, we are speaking about the language of love here. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's our final segment with Jonathan. And we're going to find out what ritual or practice he recommends we might do daily. And also about the time he met Donald Trump. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Wine lovers, how would you like to be part of the best wine club in the world? You can have your own business in wine, and we take all the guesswork out of it. To learn more, go to directsellers.com/
Deb's Wine Wonders is one of the most inexpensive ways to create an explosive business of your very own. We take out the guesswork and all of the headaches of building, starting, and implementing a new business. It's all done for you. You'll have your own back office, marketing materials, videos, and everything you need in order to share and build your own business. It's so easy. You can even sit back and enjoy our wines because your wines will come to you free. We have invested so much time and 20 years of experts in selecting the most incredible, exquisite wines from all over the world that everyone enjoys, and they're at below retail prices. They'll also receive tasting notes in the magical box of wines. It'll have details of the regions, the history where the wine came, and even food and wine pairing recommendations. So entrust us with picking and choosing the most amazing wines. Deliver them to your customers' homes or business. Remember, there's nothing you need to do but just sign up and start your business right away. Go to directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. directcellars.com/Deb's Wine Wonders and start your wine business today.
Debbie Dashinger, and welcome back. I'm speaking with Jonathan Robinson at morelovelessconflict.com. So, Jonathan, you yourself, I love that you said, I'm not better than any other guy. I'm lazy and this and that, but it's just that I have certain skills that allow me to appear like the magic carpet rather than the, you know, the old car driving around. So what do you use daily that keeps you grounded and available? Is there a ritual? Is there a practice that you adhere to?
Well, I think the two most important practices are, one, appreciation, which we talked about. Two, I use a method which I call right now feeling, and then I say what I'm feeling, and I'm really wanting, and I say what I'm really wanting. That gives you a good map as to where you're at and where you want to go. But probably the single most important practice I do is I try to be empathetic with people's feelings, to say, you know, yeah, it sounds like you're feeling blank. And people really appreciate that. I could not overstate how impactful that is. I mean, it really took Oprah from being a poor black girl in Missouri to a billionaire, most powerful woman on earth. And so when people have that skill, people want to be your partner. They want to do business with you. It just makes an incredible difference. So those are three things. And then, of course, in the More Love, Less Conflict book, I have a lot of methods for working out problems, for helping people feel understood, all kinds of stuff, including the instant intimacy questions on my website.
Just a reflection, you know, I've had on occasion where somebody's called me up and called me out on something, and it's been a really big surprise. Doesn't happen often, but the times when it's happened, and I'm thinking about a particular, she was sort of a friend acquaintance. We'd had a conversation. It seemed to me very benign. We hung up, and 10 minutes later, she called him and said, and I could feel her energy on the phone, like she was pissed. And yeah, she said, can I talk to you? And, you know, and just for me feeling the energy was enough that I wanted to put up the wall and the backup. And I had to remind myself constantly to breathe and listen, breathe and listen. And the only thing I thought, the only thing you can do here, Deb, is just feedback what you heard. Like I wanted to, what's that word? I wanted to take the pin, you know, out in a way, yeah, or allow her to take the level down just by saying, I really hear that when we had that conversation, you heard this and you felt that. And man, I just lived there because it was actually scary to me. I didn't even understand the reaction, but I understood she had a reaction.
Yeah.
And it was such a great lesson for me. Like I had to do much less. And when we were done, and all I really had to do was acknowledge, I mean, it really was never my intention, but whatever she felt, but just to acknowledge. And she ended up thanking me so much for being present to how she felt. And
yeah,
that was
you,
huge.
You did everything right, and you, it probably was resolved in 5 minutes, whereas if you had not done everything right, you might have lost that friendship.
That's right. The chasm would have grown without a doubt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very cool practice. I like this. And here we are. This is Dare to Dream. You've created some great things, Jonathan. I love watching you and your career. What are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, I like to follow my intuition or deeper self, and it generally tells me what to do, and then I do it. So, you know, I pretty much do that. The Awareness Explorers podcast is one thing. The More Love, Less Conflict book is another. But, you know, I'm really excited right now about, it's a volunteer job, but I do teach prisoners how to meditate, and that feels like I'm in a good position. And luckily, I don't need the money, so it's nice to be able to have this connection where, you know, these people are really hurting. They don't have anything to do. And when somebody comes in and, you know, feels their pain, understands them, and then teaches them a way that they can move forward in life, they're incredibly grateful, and that feels great.
Thanks for doing that service. That's amazing. Amazing. So you were, as I promised everybody, because I think this is such a cool piece of trivia, you were once on the Geraldo TV show.
Yeah.
And the man was there himself, Donald Trump. This is one of your book promotions in the late 1990s.
Yeah.
Did you get to interact with the Donald? And if so, what was it like?
Well, what happened is he was getting his makeup done, and I was waiting to get my makeup done next. And he was putting down the makeup artist, you know, which just made her nervous and made her, you know, blow things more. And he was getting very upset and very belligerent. And finally, you know, he turned around to say, "Well, I'm done with this." And I'm like right there. So he says, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm waiting to get my makeup done." And he said, "You shouldn't bother. She's horrible." And, you know, I felt like, you know, I felt the pain of this woman who was right there. And so the words that came out of my mouth was, "Well, you didn't give her much to work with." And he said, "Screw you." And I said, "Well, you know, you shouldn't treat people like that." And so it didn't go well. But, you know, it's interesting. His style of communication worked in the New York real estate world, and it even got him to be president. But it's not getting him to be able to unite the country or the 60% of the people who strongly oppose him. So sometimes the style of communication you learned in one area of your life, you need to keep growing those skills or they'll kind of hold you down.
Wow, what a place to end. So remember, that's a great example of what not to do. It's about the number of appreciations. It's about caring, understanding another, empathy, and using intense, sincere praise. Jonathan, thank you for sharing your brilliance today on Dare to Dream.
Thank you, Debbie. You're a wonderful interviewer.
I really enjoyed this. I end today's show with this quote from Leo Buscaglia. "A loving relationship is one in which the loved one is free to be himself, to laugh with me, but never at me, to cry with me, but never because of me, to love life, to love himself, to love being loved. Such a relationship is based upon freedom and can never grow in a jealous heart." Next week on Dare to Dream, I'm featuring Natasha Che. She's the founder of Soundwise. She is a PhD economist who is turned an entrepreneur, personal growth teacher, and she writes about the creative process. Subscribe to my inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And the secret of success to everything you do is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible, no.